Today is daf chof hey. So not such a hard daf, but it's a daf that you can spend a lot of time on. It's the gambling daf, or the lack. Or the lack of gambling. I'm not going to pass any shots. We'll just try to go through a few cases. So Gemara mentioned that a mesachik b'kuvya, which is a sort of a gambler, a dice player, is pasul edus. So the Gemara asks on Chav Dalam Mevei, is mesachik b'kuvya Mike Ovid? What did he do? What did he do wrong that makes him pasul? So it's a machlokas. Amar Rami Bar Chama, mishum dehavei asmachta, and asmachta lo kanya. What you have here is that when you put out your money, you have in mind that you're going to win. So you're not really giving up your money. So when the other guy wins and takes it, it's smacks a little bit of gzela, because asmachta is lokanya. Rashi says, asmachta hainu dover she'ena nosin lo midaito. You're not giving it with your full das. As somach al dover she'eno, you're being somach on something that doesn't really exist. This suffers hu yochol natseach. You think you're going to win. Upa'amim, and sometimes she'menaskan also. The other guy has the better cards, and he wins. So when you put out your money, you never really had in mind to give out your money. And a smachta lo kanya, so the guy who wins is basically stealing your money. So a smachta lo kanya, and that's why right, Rashi says below kanya, but havile ke'en gzela biyado. So the guy who wins is ke'en gzela. It's not real gzela, I guess, whatever, but it's ke'en gzela. So Rav Sheshi says, no, koki I got a lot of smachta hi. This isn't a smachta hi. So what's it? We'll explain why. Major machlokas is showing us to why this is not considered an asmachta. El lefisha ein asukin biyishuv shel olam. The reason why the mesachik b'kuvya is possible is because he doesn't do anything else. He sits and he's gambling all day, so he has no idea how to deal with the dinim. He doesn't know how to deal with the dinim, and he's not a yirin chet. He doesn't know, so therefore he'd be possible. Rashi says, ki kol haygad nalav asmachta hi. Why is it not an asmachta? The hechidami is smachta. What would be the case of it? Well, let's skip this because Tosu says it's not a good case. He goes to go mashlish a shtarl to get pashut, where you put your star by a third person's hands. Why? To somich. What's it, Zion? Where's that Zion? To somich, take out the word low. To somich al dover, to sover kol zebi yadi lasos. A smachta is only when you think it's in your hands. Right, you think it's in your hands to do, but aval hacha right speak. Skip lo samich amidi that lo yod in natzach ilo natzach. Here it's not a smachta because there's somebody else involved. The only time Rashi says it's an smachta, according to the second sheet of Rav Sheshis, the only time it's not it's an smachta is if it's completely biyado. I am going. To, the guy says the case of mashkel shtar is where I owe you $100, I pay you $50, and I say, you know what? Don't give me a receipt or anything. Put the shtar in somebody else's rishus, and if I don't pay you back, he'll give you back the whole shtar. Right? So he's not really doing it because he wants. I'm going to pay you again. Pay you the full $100 if I don't pay you back the rest. So he's not really doing it because he thinks he's just doing it because he wants to prove that guy doesn't pay him back. He doesn't have in mind that he's going to not pay back. But here it's totally biyado. So it's totally biyado according to Rashi. That's when it's a smachta. But in our case, it's not for yado, because there's always somebody else on the other side of the table, right? When you gamble, there's always other. It's not for yado. It's a game of chance. So therefore, that wouldn't be a smachta. So we'll go back to that in a minute. We'll just finish the. Right, the slot machine, but it's a totally game of chance. It's not for yado. The whole reason he says it's biyado. If it's biyado to pay back the guy, if it's biyado to pay back the party to get the star back, by slot machine. Where's the biyado?
There's no party.
Yeah, but it's completely the chance.
Uh-huh. So is Lotto.
What?
Lotto.
We'll get to Lotto. So is Lotto.
Stock market.
Welcome back. Lotto's stock market. What about playing Chinese auctions? I mean, all these things. The Mirage Nashir about this is online. I think it was September of 2003. I'm not sure when it's up there. He has all Shir online.
What?
Yeah, so, remember the days. So, my benayu, so what's the difference between the two shitas as to why Mesachim HaKubiyah is possible? So, Ike benayu, the gomar nasa achrisei. Let's say he has another job. The guy is not a full-time professional poker player on ESPN. He's not a full-time player. He has another job. So, according to Rami Bar Chama, who says the psul is because of a little bit of gazelle, right, because of a smachta, but who cares? He has another job. We do it right now. It was Gezel. It won't make a difference. But according to Rav Shesha, the psalm is because he's Eino Osik B'Yishuv Shel Olam. So if he has another Umnus, then he's Osik B'Yishuv Shel Olam with the other Umnus, maybe it won't be possible. Okay? So that is the, that's what Gemara says. The Rashash points out that there are definitely other nafkaminas between the two. Like, what about you have to return the money? If it's between Gezel, you have to return the Gezel. If it's because of Eino Osik B'Yishuv Shel Olam, then maybe you don't return the money. You just puzzle, but you didn't steal anything, so you don't have to return the money. Right, the other question is, what about, Aruch Ner says, another nafkamina would be, what about if you just play for fun? Without any money? So if you ain't, if you do that all day long, I don't know why you do that all day long, but if you do that all day long, you ain't also, you should be also, we're talking about Gezel, if you're not taking any money, then there's no Gezel. Okay, so the Gemara says that we're going to try to prove from Rav Sheshes, from our Mishnah. Right, Rav Sheshes is the one who says that the reason that this is not in the Smachta, and the reason why it's Usr is because Eino Osik B'Yishu V'Shul Olam. Right? Tanan, Amar Rav Yehuda said in our Mishnah, Eim Asai, why is Masach HaBakubi a puzzle? It's only B'Zman She'ein Lehen Umnos Elohu. It's only when he has this job. He doesn't have any other job. Meaning, Mishnah continued, Rav Yesh Lehen Umnos Shalohu, if he has another job, then K'sherim, then he would be Kashil Don and Lahayid. So Alma, you see from here, Taima D'Masnisin, Mishim Yishu V'Shul Olam Hu. The time of the Mishnah, the reason why it says possible is because of Yishuv Shel Olam. Because the Mishnah says specifically that if he has another job, he's not possible. That goes according to the Tzad that says Yishuv Shel Olam, which is Rav Sheshes. The Kashla Rami Bar Chama. And that becomes a Kashla on Rami Bar Chama. We said that the reason why is because of Smachta Lokanya. So the Chi Tema, maybe we'll say, Pligi Rabban Aleda Rav Yehuda. Maybe when Rav Yehuda says, Emasai, it's not that he's explaining the Rabbanan. Maybe the Rabbanan in the ratio of the Mishnah argue. And they hold that the reason is because of a smachta, and Rabbi Huda comes and says, no, the reason is because of Yishuv Shel Olam, and therefore, if he has another job, it won't be a problem. The Gemara says, I can't be. Every place Rabbi Huda says either Emasai v'vameh, right, when he uses that lashon, Eino el lefar is different chachamim. That's only that's not a sign of argument. That's a sign of he's coming to explain. He's coming to expand on the previous shita. Rabbi Yochanan amar Emasai lefar is v'vameh lachlo. The word emesai is to explain, but mez lachlo, but the kulayama emesai lefarishu. But everyone holds that emesai comes to explain. And what does our Mishnah say? Emesai. So emesai means he's just explaining the previous shita. If he's explaining the previous shita, again he says that when there's another umnus, your kasher, that goes like Rav Sheshes, not like Rami Bar Chama. So the Gemara says, what's the proof? Gavra Glover Karamis? You're going to ask from Rabbi Yochanan, right? You ask from Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shua ben Levi onto Rami Bar Chama. He doesn't hold like that. He doesn't hold that Emesai means that Rabbi Yehuda is explaining, right? Marsav pligi or Marsav lo pligi, right? Rami Bar Chama says that just because Rabbi Yehuda says Emesai doesn't mean he's explaining. It means that he's arguing also. And Marsav lo pligi. And Rabbi Shimon Levi says no. Whenever he says Emesai, he means he's not being cholik. So therefore, according to Rami Bar Chama, the Chachamim are cholik on Rabbi Yehuda, and they pass the Masach B'Kubya even if he has another job. That's why they say the Tam, that it's possible, is because of a smachta. Right? Because he says it's a smachta because it doesn't have, there's no Gemira's Das. There's no Gemira's Das. So Gemara then says, the low pleading? Are you going to tell me that, you're going to ask the Kasha now, are Rabbi Shub and Levi and Rabbi Yochanan who say that Emesai means it's coming to Mepharish, and therefore Rabbi Huda is not Cholik on the Tanakama? But Tanya, we have to listen to the following Brisa. The following Brisa says, "Bein sheyesh lo umnos shalohu, ubein she'ein lo umnos shalohu, harei apostle." It doesn't make a difference whether or not he has another job. Whether he has another job or whether he does or doesn't have another job, he's still apostle. Okay, so if Rabbi Yehuda is coming to explain the Chachamim, whose shita is this? If Rabbi Yehuda is coming to explain the Chachamim, that means everyone agrees that if he has another job, he's not apostle. Here it says if he has another job, he still is apostle. Must be, it can't be anybody else's shita unless other than the Chachamim, who Rabbi Yehuda is arguing on. So they say, only if, that no matter what, he's puzzle. And the reason would then be because of a smachta. Right? It would be a smachta lokanya. So you see clear, according to this brisa, that the Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim have a machlokas. So Rabbi says, no. Don't say that this brisa is the shita of our Chachamim. This is somebody else's shita. And in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim still may argue. Why? How do you say that? Hahi, this case is Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Tarfoni. This is Rabbi Yehuda saying this in the name of Rabbi Tarfon. Okay? Look at the Rashi, the third line. Ha'hid Rabbi Yehuda mihu mishum Rabbi Tarfon. La'olam emasai lafarishu. Emasai always means lafarish. Everyone agrees to that. The Rabbanan de masnisen lo pliyalen. The Rabbanan don't argue. Umasnisen, and this Bryce, the Katani, bein sheyish lo, de masmatai mishum asmachta. Rabbi Yehuda gufei amr mishmei de Rabbi Tarfon. That's only the name of Rabbi Tarfon. The poliga the Rabbanan de masnisen, the tamay mishum yishuv. It's Rabbi Tarfon who holds a masmachta. And he's arguing on the Chacham of our Mishnah who says it's because Eino Osik B'Yishuv Shal Olam, Umi Masnisin Rabbi Yehuda Mosai the Rabbanan Karim Farish. So in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda is explaining the Rabbanan, and here he's explaining, he's just saying what Rabbi Tarfon says. What's the case of Rabbi Tarfon? The Sanya, we have a Braisa. Let me just read it first. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Tarfon Olam Eino Echam Ehem Nazal Lepish Lo Nitna Nazirus El Lafla. So what's the case? The case is, Rashi explains it. Shnayim Yoshim Echad Over. You have two people sitting down, and one guy is walking past them. Ze Omer Plonia over Nazirhu, Ze Omer Eino Nazir. I say he's a Nazir, and the other guy says he's not a Nazir. So Omar Echad Harini Nazir Im Kamosu Husha Nazir. Chaver Omer Nazir Im Kamosu Husha Eino Nazir. Guy says, you know what? I'm so certain that he's a Nazir. I'm telling you, if he's a Nazir, I'll become a Nazir. Guy says, I'm telling you, if he's not a Nazir, then I'll become a Nazir. Whatever, that's what they were sitting and doing. Ushneim Miskavlim Nazirus V'Nimsak Echamehem. Turns out one of them is right. One of them is obviously right. He either is a Nazir or is not a Nazir. So what's the story? So is the guy who's correct? Is he now a Nazir? Because he could be Matvis. So right, if you remember Nadarim and a Nazir, right? You can connect. So Amar Rabbi Tarfon ain't Echamehem Nazir. Rabbi Tarfon says no, neither of them are a Nazir. Why? She'ala Sufik Amar Dvar Tchila. Because originally he says his words on a Sufik. He's not saying for sure. He says, if this, then I'm a Nazir. It's only on a suffix. The ain't of hafla, and that's not considered an hafla. I don't know how to explain hafla, but you know the hafla is not considered an explication, a clear enough explication of your desire to become a Nazir. Because the pasuk says, dechi yafli ish. It's yafarish mashma. It has to be clear, right, when it comes out of your mouth. So Alma, you see from here, the Rabbi Tarfon, dechi toli tina b'midid labi yedei, if you tie your words, if you tie your gemira's das onto something that's not within your hands, the lo yodala afilu hachi havi asmachta, and you don't know anything about it, that's considered a smachta. The lo amina misveka gomer ba'akne. You don't say misveka it's gomer ba'akne. And so too here, by the Masachim Akubia, you're totally the whole thing in a suffix that's not biyode. It's not biyode, because maybe it's the other person's hands. That's considered a smachta. Tosas and Vah Tosas asks, what's the connection between a flaw, right? Between Pasuk by Nazir says, kiyakli. That's what you mean a flaw. Who says you need it? Who says you can take the same svara that Rav Tarfon has by Nazirus and apply it over here by Dine Mamonos? Right? The bottom Tosos, second line, Behiksha Rivan, Mamidama Kinil Nazirus, Shiny Nazirus, the Goli Kraw, the Ksiv, Kiyafli. That's where it says Kiyafli. Why do you have to have that? How do you bring it across here? So he brings two answers. It's different, but that's like the source, and you learn it out from there. Or the Repairish. You can't say that it's only by Naziris, because that's the only place where the Pasuk tells us you have to have an Aflah. Nowhere in the Torah does it explain what Aflah means. Right? So, Ela Golilan Krah Deba'inan Aflah, the law you done in Mahi Aflah, Ali Tesilan Misvar in Mahi Aflah. So, therefore, Misvar, you have to learn out what Aflah is. So that's where Rabbi Tarfon comes in to explain to us what hafla, and that it's not basically saying it's not specific to Naziris. It's just mentioning from hafla, you're learning it out from Naziris, because that's where hafla is mentioned. We have to figure out what hafla means. Figure out hafla means svara, you can apply that svara elsewhere. That's what Tosfos says. What? What's wrong with him? Right, they're not doing anything wrong. It's weird, but they're not doing anything wrong. Right. I guess maybe if they would put money down. Maybe if they put money down, they could maybe. I don't know. Okay, so that's the sugya of Masachet Kubya. The question is, so again, we had a machlokus as to why Masachet Kubya cannot be a witness. Rami Rachama says the problem is because it's a smachta, which is lo kanya, and therefore it's a gezel mid rabbanan. Rav Sheshet says it's probably, the only problem is because you're ain osik b'yishuv b'shul olam. It isn't an asmata. That doesn't mean you can do it. It's because it's not gezel. That doesn't mean you can still do it according to Rav Sheshet. And then now the question is, what's the definition of asmata? So,
well, it's not accomplishing anything. When you know it's not accomplishing anything, why can't you do it?
You're basically sitting there.
They say nothing. They know that it can never bring either one out to be a Nazir.
Oh, you're going back to the Nazir case?
Yeah. Well, that's not the only thing they're doing. Maybe they have another job. They just happen to be sitting on the road, and they see this guy coming in front. They say, he's a Nazir. No, he's not a Nazir.
What they're saying is nothing, because of the plus.
Well, according to retired from it's nothing. There's a machlokas in that mission. Others say that it is, that they do become a Nazir. So
what's the definition of a smachta? Right? So according to Rashi basically says that, right, according to Rabbi Chama, who says that gambling isn't a smachta, he says that it's a condition that's not made sincerely because you think you're going to win. If you think you're going to win, then that's considered a smachta. But according to Rav Sheshes, who says gambling is not an smachta, so what is considered an smachta? So you have Rashi here who says it's only a smachta if you believe you're in control of the outcome. With gambling, you know better. You're not in control. Actually, gambling is completely out of you, unless you fix it. But then it's real gzeila.
Well, the guys in Gamblers Anonymous think they're in control.
They think they're, but they're not in control. They know they're not in control. That's why they're in Gamblers Anonymous. They're totally out of control. Yeah,
okay. That's Rashi. The Rabbeinu Tam in this long Tosos on Chav Hei says that a smachta is only when I make a promise to convince the guy to trust me. But by gambling, there are mutual promises, right? It goes back and forth. So then it wouldn't be considered an smachta. But the Ri is where, and the Ri is the shita that the Ramah brings down, is that when the whole thing is in my control, then it, right, if it's biyado, it's only an smachta if I'm exaggerating. You know, I'm going to do this for you, and if I don't do this for you, I'm going to give you $1 million. Right? That's clearly a guzma, right? But when it's totally out of my hands, like in the gambling case, similar to Rashi, when it's out of my hands, then it's considered an asmachta. So how do we paskin? Right? How do we paskin in our Gemara? So the riff, it's a riff, and it's Tosfos and Eirin and Daf Pei Beis, right, says that we hold that gambling is not an asmachta like Rav Sheshes. They hold it like Rav Sheshes, and therefore, I guess on occasion, it would be permitted to do some gambling. The Shut Rivash and the Radbaz, right? Shut Rivash is Simon Tuf Lamed Beis, and the Radbaz is Simon Rishu Dalid. They hold that gambling involves an asmachta, and it's always usher. It's completely usher. There's brought down in this Tosos, and the Mordechai brings it down, that the only and the Ramah eventually brings this Pshita Lahalacha, that the only time the gambling would be permissible is if the money is placed on the table. If you put the money down first, right, then it becomes mutter, because then you're not being somech that you're going to win, because you already gave up the money. So there are a lot of interesting things that come out from here. Okay. The Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Aleph and Sif and Beis and Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that gambling is a smachta. He paskins that it's gezel midivrayim. He says it may not be gezel when it comes to gamble with a goy, but still usher for us. He gives other reasons why it's usher. But the Ramad paskins, like Rav Sheshes, who says that it's that gambling is not a smachta, but in Siman Reish Zayin, Sif Yud Gimel, he says that you need to put the money down. Like he holds like this Rabbeinu Elio that we mentioned. Right, the reason why the Mechaber passes like that it's gambling is because there's interesting. The Rambam in Hilchos Eidos Perikud Alecha Dal, the Rambam Pasuk says that you only pasul le'edus if you ain lo umnus elohu. So that seems like he's passing like Rav Sheshes. But in Hilchos Gezel Vaveda, he says that gambling is a gezel midrabbanan, like it's a smachta. So the Mechaber takes the second part, the second position of the Rambam. Because the Mishnah right away asks what's going on with the Rambam. He seems to be so himself. Okay, what's the story with poker? Right? Again, I'm not passing a lachal ma'aseh, but just pulling out based on the shitas that we know. According to poker, so even if you hold hamsachik bekubya is not an asmachta, but poker clearly involves the skill of another person, right? So and it's a skill game. Poker is more of a skill game than any other. I think gambling. Right? I'm not looking at anybody to ask. I don't know how to play poker so well. I know how to play, but not so well. So I think since it involves you may rely on your skill. You may rely on your skills, so according to the Ri and the Rashi, that may be in the smachta because it's biyado. You think you're going to win, right? Fantasy sports, some of them may have the same issue because people. I mean, look at these fantasy sports. What these guys do, they go pick. I know who's the best player and who's going to have the best year, and they project the statistics. So maybe you think your skill involved. What? Who? I think Rabbi Raza once made a chilek between fantasy football and fantasy baseball. I'm not kidding. I don't know what the chilek was, but maybe because I don't know. Also, when it comes to poker, I mean, in order for it to be mutter, the money would have to be on the table.
How about final poker?
I don't know.
There actually is a difference between regular poker and hold'em.
Hold'em, right. And there's also, what about internet poker? That's probably also usher because an outline for Rabbi Leibowitz. That would also be usher because what? He's friendly competition on the web.
That would probably be usher also because the money's not on the table, so it's probably usher, even according to Ramah. Slot machines, I don't know what the story would be with slot machines. Maybe it would be usher also because it's still.
What's the website?
What? Slot machine? Okay, what about betting on sporting events? I don't know. So Rebelski says, he brings here, the Rebelski says it may be mutter so long as you put your money down up front.
I don't know, that's the reason why you did the share in the first place.
Betting on sports.
Credit card.
I don't know. I don't know. What about lottery tickets? What about lottery tickets? So the I don't know what the difference between. I honestly don't know what the difference between lottery and playing the stock market is. Right. So the problem is. It's funny. What? Ravaja Ashrin lottering. Ravaja Yubi Omer says it's totally. What? Okay. Okay, Rav Vaja Asher said, it's in the Abiya Omer, in Chosh Mishnah, Zion, right, there's a Zion Vav, right? Yes, Zion Vav. He says, he passes Moran Shulch Norach, also Kashit Svaras HaRambam. Hilchakam B'nidon Yesh Lo'asel Das HaRambam. Mishim Dahavi B'chlal HaSmach L'Smach L'Okanya. Varak L'Ramah Yesh Mokam L'Hatir. So he says it's Asher, so he says it's Svaratim. And then, or Sternbach, when she was on Hagos, who was asked the question, Im Mutter Liknos Kartish Hishtafus B'Hagrolo. No lottery ticket. He goes, and he quotes, the Rav Echad Pearson of Svardim also started by Grolos. Some rabbi, what do you mean some rabbi? You be Omer. It's the Rav Yosef. But he says, no, he doesn't think it is. He says, number one, he says that if you buy the card, the lottery ticket beforehand, you buy the lottery ticket beforehand, and the ticket itself has some value. You can sell it. So you can, it's not, that's not a, that only, but he says also, basically it's almost counterintuitive. The less of a chance you have to win, the less of an asmachta is. The guy knows I'm going to win. There's millions and millions of people who are playing Powerball. So maybe it's not. I gave away my money. Whatever. I gave my money. I'll buy something in the end. If not, not. He says, "Yadu kol echad shasikui shalol is kos who kolish ma'od." Right. It's a very weak chance to win.
I thought the reason why a lot of tickets are
winter
is because there's no
asmachta. Well, why is there no asmachta? That's exactly why. Because there's no asmachta. Because you know.
There's no skill. There's no even fake skill.
Right.
It's not
beyond though, but it's also that and your money is down. It fits into all the categories. So about Kisharosh, he also says the difference is, and this may also apply with the slot machine. The difference is that whether or not you see your friend winning, if I bet against somebody, then I see that he's winning. I have more of a chance. If I don't see the people involved, the millions of people throughout the world. He says maybe that becomes mutter. The question then also arises: what about Chinese auctions and things like that? So, most people are lenient because they say it's stucco. Basically, it's just a way for the stucco to get your money. You give me your money, it's stucco. If I win something, I win something. But you're not giving the money because of the raffle. Nevertheless, you should note that whether it's mutter or not, there is a rivash. If I can just find the lusha, which is, he said the rivash is very strong, and the Mr. Brewer is. What?
Yeah, be careful. A lot of yeshivas.
Okay, so they shouldn't gamble and they shouldn't smoke and they should a few other things that they shouldn't be doing, and they should continue learning.
Right.
And they should continue learning. The Rivash basically says you got to be very careful with gambling because gambling is, you see, even Bismarck, the Rivash, gambling takes people away, it kills a lot of people, and you have a big, it's a big problem with the gambling. The Mishnah Brura and the Aruch HaShulchan bring down the issue when it comes to in Hilchos Chanukah. When people they have these parties and they do shiris with the shvachos and they turn the game into a card game. They don't speak very highly about those games. Again, ask your local competent Orthodox halacha decisor as to whether or not what you're doing is mutter or not. What? That's pasha. It gets us also the edus. What? We learn all of these.
The question is, who said you're making the jump from being pasal edus to being able to do it at all? Someone said pasal edus.
All right. So if you want to live your life as a pasul edus, then
that,
what? Anything that makes you us pasul edus is an isser.
Is that true?
That's why you're us, because you did an isser. That's why you're pasul edus. Because you did something wrong. That's what makes you pasul edus. There's nothing.
It's not a disqualification because you're just not trustworthy. What's the isser?
The isser is to make yourself pasul edus. You're not allowed to do something. What do you mean? You're not trustworthy, so now you're a person.
Where is there an issue that?
First of all, if it's a smachta, if it's a smachta, it's gzela. So that's usher to steal.
If it's a smachta.
Right, but some say it's not a smachta. That's where the terem would come in. If it's a smachta, it's gzela. That's what makes it usher. Okay, we gotta move. Malva beribis, right? Malva beribis. If you lend money beribis, you're also pasul edus. Well, why? Why? Because you're stealing the money. It's an isser. You're not allowed to lend with ribis. Okay. Amar Rabba, lo beribis pasul edus. Someone who borrows from with ribis also is pasul. Any borrow ribis. Have I known tanan? But our Mishnah says malva beribis. Only if you lend beribis. The Gemara says no. Malva haba beribis. It's a milva haba beribis. It's a loan that comes about via ribis. Whoever's involved in the loan. So what about the Edim? What about the guy who wrote the Shtar? I'll look up to that. Maybe they're involved also. But then some saying that, no, maybe it's only the Malvin Lova, because the whole reason why you're not trustworthy is because you have this Teyavim for Mammon. Right? We'll get to that Machlokas with Vayarov a little later. You have a Teyavim for Mammon. The Lova also has a Teyavim for Mammon. He's willing, he wants the money so much, he's willing to go, be over in Isser and pay Ribbis. Okay, so he's also Asla Ribbis, according to Rava. Okay. Bar Bintus was the name of a person. Asidu Beitre Sahadi. Two witnesses testified against him. Chad Amar Kamedi di Ozi Beribsa. One testified that says that in front of me, this guy borrowed money Beribis. The Chad Amar Lididi Ozafi Beribsi. Right? So one guy says he lent money Beribis, and the other guy says he lent money to me with Ribis. So Pasli Rabba the Barbintus. So Rabba Pasli Barbintus from being a Don, being a judge or an aide, because he lent Beribis. So Gemara says, wait a second. For how Rabba who the Amar love of Beribis pasul edus. Rabba said that if you borrow Beribis, you pasul edus. And one of the guys who testified here said that I borrowed from him. So he's pasul edus. Mahavilei Russia. He becomes a Russia. If you pasul edus, you're a Russia. There's another problem. Right? Al Tashit Russia aid. Right? Vator Amra. Right? Al Tashit Russia aid. Your Russia can't be an aid. Right? So it's you want to be pasul edus? You want to be a Russia? You want to be all these things? I don't know. So Rabba, how can you trust this guy to make Barbintus pasul? So Rav goes according to his sheet. The Amar Rava says, Adam Karav Eitel Atzmo. A person is Karav, he's related to himself. The Ein Adam Eisem Atzmo Rasha. Basically, you have the concept of Pachino Dibur here. Right? Person can't testify, make himself a Rasha. So he split up the testimony. One part of the testimony says, I borrowed Beribis. We don't believe him on that. The other testimony says, this guy lent Beribis. We believe him on that. Same thing we had before, Ploni Ravani Lertzoni. Right? We split the testimony up. And now we have two witnesses who testify that this Barbintus lent with Ribis, and therefore Rav apostled him from being a witness. Ahu Tabachai. Okay, you have a shopin. Ishtakach denakut trefasa mitusa yode. It turns out that he was selling trefas. Unfortunately, that happens bismanaze also. Right? That was the recent situation. So Pasi Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman made a pasul edus. So what did this guy, the Abre, and he took him out from the job. He made sure that he was no longer the shochet. So Azul, so this tabach went. Rabbi Maizi Vitufre. He grew his hair, he grew his fingernails. He made himself a manuval. He's trying to do tshuva. Right? So Sover Rav Nachman Lachshori. Rav Nachman says, okay, he did tshuva. Maybe I can catch him now. Maybe he did tshuva. So I'm the Rabbi says to Rav Nachman, Dilma Iarume Kama Arim. Maybe he's being Arim. How do you know he's doing real tshuva? That's interesting. You know, everyone says, you know, you do tshuva. You know, we never know if a guy did tshuva. You know, tshuva is something between us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Only the Kadosh Baruch Hu knows whether or not your tshuva was sincere. Here they have a suffix. Maybe he's ma'arim, maybe he's not ma'arim. So elamaita kante. So what should this tabach do in order if he wants to become kashrul edus again? So he says, Rav Idi Bar Avin. You should do like Rav Idi Bar Avin. The Amar of Idi Bar Avin, hachashud ala trefus. Someone who's chashud to feed other people trefus. Ein lo tarkana. He has no. He's not kashur again for edus. This is his tshuva. Atche yelich lemakom she'im akirin or so. He has to go to a place where no one recognizes him and do tshuva over there. What is he supposed to do? V'yachzir avdei debedavar chashuv. He has to return an item. See that he no longer has a lust for money. He returns a very expensive item. O sheyotzi treifa mitachas yado bedavar chashuv mishalo. Or he shechs something for himself. It turns out to be treif, and he doesn't eat it. Obviously, it's for himself because he was taken away from his job. All right. The question is, like, what happens if these situations never present himself? Right? He goes to this other place and he never finds an aveda. Or he goes to another place and he doesn't find something to check for himself. Okay. So that's the tshuva he has to do. Basically, you have to be put in that situation again and conquer your yetzer at that time, which I think is one of the Rambam's three things that you have to do in order to be tshuva gemura. Okay. Next case is the mafriche yona. Right? What are the mafriche yona? My mafriche yonim. What do they do? They're also pasul edus. Hacha targime in Babel, we explained that what is that? I de kadme yonach liyon. They basically, they bet on the birds. My bird and your bird goes out, and I bet whether or not my bird's going to come back to the nest or not. right? My bird's come back to the nest or not. Whoever wins gets the other guy's burned. But bird, you know, you have that what? Pretty much. And Rabbi Chama Bar Oshia Amar Ara. What's Mafricha Yonah? It's an Ara. An Ara is somebody is you taught your bird to somehow convince other birds to fly away into your coop. Right, these birds are sort of a hefker. They're all sort of it's not really gezel because the birds are flying around. You somehow trained your bird that all the other birds will follow it into your coop. that smacks of gezel. So Manda Amar, according to Manda Amar, who says eat hakdeme yonach leyon, my time lo amara. Why doesn't he say ara? Why does he say it's this racing game as opposed to the convincing the other birds to fly into your coop? So Amalach ara mipnei darkei shalom v'alma. He says no, ara is not gezel gomer. That's only darkei shalom. Why is it only darkei shalom? Because if there's gemara above mitzvah daf kuvvez that says yon neishoveich for yoni aliyah yeshem gezel mipnei darkei shalom, it's not gezel gomer because you can't make a complete kingdom on these birds. They're always flying around. They happen to be in this guy's coop, but if you convince him to fly out, it's not real gezel, because the guy never had full kinyanim on them to begin with. Umanda amar ara. Okay, so according to Manda Amar, says ara, my time elo amar itak di me yonach leyon. Why doesn't he hold it's like the race? So he says amalach chayim masach b'kubyon. That's masach b'kubyon. That's gambling. We already know that gambling is possible, right? There's a game. People sit in the airport with the arrival thing. I think it was actually a Seinfeld. With the arrival, and they guess which plane is going to get to the gate first. That's gambling. So why do you have to, the same thing over here, same case, why do you have to add this to another case of gambling? We already know gambling from the first part of the Mishnah, right? Mesachik v'kubya. So Gemara says, no, it's different types of Mesachik v'kubya. Ida tana tola b'das atmo, v'tana tola b'das yono. The first case of gambling is where you tola b'das atmo. That's, it depends on you. V'tana tola b'das yono. And in our case is, yachiyov is tola on the bird. Different type of gambling. One's a complete game of chance. One may involve a little bit, or you think may involve a little bit of your skill. Right? Which seems over here that we're going according to the Mandarma says it's a smachta. Right? According to Rav Sheshes, it doesn't make a difference about the skill because it's not a smachta. The Ran points it out. He says it's interesting that the whole sheet is going according to Rav Archama, although many people pass it like Rav Sheshes. Okay. So it's Richa. So why do you need both? The Itana, because Adatana just written Tolim Bidas Atmo, you say Hossam, who do lo gamar umakna. Over there, it's only a smachta, because the Amar, because he says, Kimli Benafshi Yonit Tvei. I know how to play the game better. I know how to play the game better, and therefore, I know I'm going to win. And therefore, it's more of an smachta. And there's more of a problem. Ava, when it comes to the Mafricha Yona, Tolim Bidas Yono, aim alo. Maybe you say that's totally by chance. And there's no asmachta because I'm totally misupak who's going to win or not. Who knows? Who knows whether my bird is going to get here faster than your. Maybe you trained your bird better than you trained, you know, the thoroughbreds. Who knows who's is better? The itana tolu b'das yona. But how you just said the second case of tolu b'das yona, the amar b'nakshatadi milsa. Nah, maybe it's my skill. I know how to bang on the trees better to get my, you know, I know how to whip the horse better to get my jockeys better than your jockey. I know that I'm better skilled in this than you, like you said. Right, the Amr b'nachshon tanya milsova ani dal nachshon tvei, and I know how to bang better to get my bird to come faster. Aval tolu b'das atzmo, but in the regular case of masach b'kubya, it all depends on you. Aim alone, maybe it's not a smachta because I have a suffix because it's tolu by me. I don't understand it, so it's tolu by me. Maybe you're also as good, and maybe you're also as good banging the sticks. I don't know what the difference is. So therefore, tzricha. Therefore, we need both. You need both. Right, it's over here where the Ran points out that the sugya is going according to Rami Bar Chama, even though the Ran has a problem with it because the Ran's passes a prashishas that it's not a smachta. Here, this whole sugya is talking about that it's a smachta. Okay.
Train your horse or
better. I'm not going to answer. I don't know.
Yeah. Why is that
smachta? Because if I think I have a better chance of winning, then and I'm really going to win, then I never had a gemiras das to give up my money. So if I lose and the other guy takes my money. I never had a gemiras das, so he's stealing my money because I never was mocked in my money. No, the other guy, the winner, is the one who's stealing it because it's a smachta. I never. That's what we said in the beginning. Because it's a smachta, I never really have gemiras das to lose my money. So when the other guy takes it, that's what Rashi said before. The other guy takes it, it's gzela. The other guy is the same thought process. So if I take it, it's gzela, and that's why it's puzzle.
Would that apply to any business dealing?
What?
Are you sure this is going to be a winner and then it fails? Business deal.
Right. I don't know. That's why I asked. I don't know what's the difference with that and playing a day trader, playing the market.
Carnival, even? Carnival is more of a
money. Right. We put the money down. So some people say putting the money down is already okay. But maybe that's not gambling. Maybe just paying for, you know, you're paying to do something. You're paying for.
The difference is that this is their job.
No, but you're going back and forth. That's only according to Rav Sheshes. I don't know. You have to ask. I'm not gonna, I don't know. You have to ask the Shailas. I don't know. It's speculating. Land speculation. Is that gambling? I don't know. Maybe what. Meisveis, they ask Akasha, right? Rami Bar Chama, right? Now we're going to ask Rami Bar Chama from a brisa that says all the psulim that we brought in our Mishnah, when it's considered they were chozer b'tshuva. So we'll go through this brisa. I'm going to ask a shaila. So Meisveis, Hamisachin b'kubyo. Who's a Hamisachin b'kubyo? Elu hein ha Hamisachin b'pisin. They play with these broken sticks, some sort of game with these broken sticks. Velo b'pispisin milvad. Now they play with the sticks. They play with the shells of nuts and the shells of rimonium, of pomegranates. That's also considered some sort of game that you play, and that's puzzle. I don't know what game it is. They had some sort of game. The emasai chazarason, and one is considered that they did tshuva. Misha yishbru es pispisehem. When they break these, when they rip up the cards, right? They rip up the cards. That's when they're chozer b'tshuva. The yachzru behen chazar gemura, and they can do complete chazar. Dafilu b'chidam lo avdei. Even b'chidam they won't play for no money. So again, b'chidam lo avdei. That goes according. So we saw that might be an afkamina between Rosh Hashanah and if it says bechinam only works according to the man the Amar of Asmachta. If ein lahem umnas acheros, bechinam doesn't make a difference because there ain't a osik b'yishuv shalolam. What? So we saw the Rosh says that it's clear, obviously, to return the money. The Rosh says obviously to return, but right away gezelas v'hishuv gezelas v'gazel. That's step one. That's unwritten. That's pashut. The Rosh asked that question, and he says that's pashut. Okay, he says afil b'chinam lo avdei. So according to the man, who says the ain't also yishuv sholom. So what's the big deal? It must mean that you have another job. According to the man the Amar, who says that you have to afil b'chinam lo avdei. What are you doing wrong if you do b'chinam? Why is that considered a close of a tshuva? Why do you have to now prevent yourself from doing something that's totally mutter to be close of a tshuva? Right, so I heard to say that maybe the Rambam says that. They're extremes. In order to break a midah, you have to go all the way to the other extreme. You go all the way to the other extreme, and you don't even do it. You don't even do it for no money.
Right.
Gambling Anonymous says don't gamble at all. Even playing bingo at the local church. You know. Okay. Right. Exactly. Society. I think learning is productive and. Something that you're doing. You want to know what's the definition of Yishuv Sholom? We can talk about that. I don't know. That's what. But I think most jobs where people pay you to do something or you're doing something productive, a lawyer, a doctor, a comedian, a clown. I mean, you do something. Guy sitting in Kolo for sure is Osik by Yishuv Sholom.
Surprise?
Okay. So the Bryce continues. Malva the rip. No. Amalva beribis, right? Amalva. And just because he's not in your good graces doesn't mean he's not being osik but yusuf shalom for somebody else. Okay, malva beribis, right? Echad amalva the echad alova. Whether you're malva or you're lova beribis, there are apostle edus. The Brisa says the aim of saichazaros and when you chose a betshuva, misha yikru eshtera eshterei, and if they rip up the star, the yachzra behem chazara gemura shafilu lenachmi lo mosi. They don't even lend to or borrow from a guy with ribis, right? Don't even take out a mortgage, right? There's no borrow a ribis at all. Well, they don't have a ribbis at all. Of course. Well, returning the interest you collected. But the problem is you can't return it. You probably can't return it to the guy who borrowed with interest because he also was over the isser. That to return the interest would stuck, what the Rishonim say. Give the interest. All right. Mafricha Yona. The Mafricha Yona, one of those. Elu Shemamrim Esayonim. These are the Michael Vicks of the world. These are the guys who raise the animals to fight. Right, he says the margizim osam. He says here the lihilachim. They fight against each other. Below yonim b'vad amru. Not only the dog fight, the bird fighting. Right, ela afilu behema chayav oof. Even if you raise, you know, behema chayav oof to fight. Right, it's the third thing about mafricha yonim are over here. They raise for fighting. Behema say chazarason. When do they return? When is their tshuva? Misha yishbru es pigamehem. When you break the sticks that prod the ducks or the to fight. The Yachzeru ben Chazar Gamura, and what's Chazar Gamura? Dafilu ben Midbar Nami Lo Avdi. Even if you only do it with birds in the desert, they don't belong to anybody, right? Then it's also you're not gonna incite them to fight each other. That's Chazar Gamura. I mean, I don't know. Isn't it Tzar B'Lechayim even in the Midbar? Tzar B'Lechayim would only apply to someone owns. He's still over in Isser, I would think. Okay. Socheri Shvius, those who do business with Shemitah produce. What's that? Elo Shenosim and Nosim to pay with Shvius. Those are the people who do business with the fruits of Shvius. The Emesai Chazarasan. When are they considered in Tshuva where they can go back to be Kashal Edus? It's Misha Tagia Shvius Acheris. When the next Shemitah comes about, the Yibadlu, and they prevent themselves from doing, they stop themselves from doing any business with the Shemitah produce. Ver Amar Rabbi Nechemya. And Rabbi Nechemya says, "Lo chazaris dvarim b'vad amru." It's not enough. So much what you were saying, Shita, before, which is interesting over here. They say it's not enough that they won't do it any further. El chazaras mamon. They have to return the money that they got from the shmita produce. Ketzad omer ani ploni bar ploni kinasti masayim zuz bepeir shvius harihin nesulim latanas laniim. I collected these $200 from shmita produce, and here I'm giving them to the aniim. Question though, isn't the dumim? Isn't Kesef Shemitah's Tofes to Kedusha? So how do you give it to the Aniyim? Now they're going to be Mechalel with money that has Kedusha. Oh. Okay. But, so we brought this whole Brisa. Why? Katani Miyas, nevertheless, it said that the Psol of Mafricha Yona applies also as well to a Behema. So Bishlam Lamanda Amr Itaktime Yona Chliyon. It makes sense for a behema that you can have an animal, you can have a races with a behema, but right, the behema is a more domesticated animal. According to the Amr, says that the problem with Mafricha Yona is that they're going to go out and convince other animals to come follow them, so they're going to go out to the field. Behema bas hachihai, can the behema actually go to bring other behemos to my house? The chayas in the field are going to go jump on, you're going to send out my behema, the lion's going to attack it. That's not something that you do. So did you see from here that Mafricha Yona is going to be Taktim Yonach Leoni? I don't understand this whole thing. The Bryce said what Mafricha Yona is. He says Mamim Mesayonim. The Bryce itself says that Mafricha Yona means something else. Okay, fine. Yes, that. I'm trying to prove from this Bryce one of the other definitions of Mafricha Yona when the Bryce itself gives a third definition of Mafricha Yona. You hear the kasha? I don't know if it's kasha. You hear my question? Okay. So the Gemara says, there is a behemoth that's royal to do this. It's Bishur Habar, this type of ox that grows in the desert, I think. Well, Commander Amar, and it goes according to Commander Amar, who says that Shur Habar min behemoth. According to Commander Amar, says that the Shur Habar is actually a behemoth, right? The Tnan, we have a mission that says, Shur Habar min behemoth, Rabbi Yossi Omer min chayah. One guy says it's a behemoth, one guy says it's a chayah. The afkamina would be whether it's fat, whether it's chaylev, it's mutter. If it's a behemoth, the chaylev is usser, and there's no need to do kisur hedam when you shech the behemoth. But if it's a chayah, then the chaylev is mutter, but you have to do kisur hedam. That's the afkamina whether it's chayah. Okay. Next. Tanya, we have a bright, 2 minutes. Tanya, Hosifu Alei, and the Chachamim were Mosif onto the Psulim in the Mishnah, additional Psulim. Number one was the Gazlonin, the Hacham Sonin. Gemara says, what, Gazlon? Gazlon midaraisahu. A Gazlon's possible midaraisa, because he steals. He goes, Lo Nitzucha el Lemetzias Chayr Shotu Vakatan. Now, it's a guy who takes away the fines of a Chayr Shotu Vakatan, who midaraisa, they can't make a kinyan, so it doesn't really belong to them. Right? So what, but we say, since, remember the Gemara Gittin, they said that these things, it's also taken the Mishum Tikkun Olam. Right? Originally we thought that it's not Shchiyach that you have that a Chayr Shot of a Katan is going to find anything. And therefore, Inami Mipnei Darkei Shalom Ba'alma, or we said the only reason why you're not allowed to take from them is because it's an Isser of Darkei Shalom. It's not real Gzela. But, L'basov, Kev in the Chot, the Sosot Mamonu, the Kashakli, at the end, they saw that once people started getting used to taking, they started taking the stuff of the Chayr Shot of the Katan, they got used to taking somebody else's items, so then they went from there, they went from one step to the next step, and they started taking other people's stuff, so then Paslin Rabbanan, then the Rabbanan passed them, even they only took from the Chayr Shot of the Katan. And then the Chamsonin, what are the Chamsonin? Meikara Savor, right, guy, what's the Chamson? The guy who throws down the money and takes it, he's a Chamson. Meikara Savor, he's giving the money, so why make him puzzle? He's already giving the money, so what's the big deal? But the Gemara said, but came in the chaz the kachatvi. Once they saw that people were just taking it bal karcha and then throwing the money in front of them, they're just taking the bal karcha of the owner. Gazru b'hu rabbanan. They passed the rabbanan made the gezerah. They passed the kapsam as well. So Tosfos asks a great kasha. Tosfos says, what do you mean? They are kohenim, but isn't that Los Achmar? Aren't you over Los Achmod? Tosfos says, "V'im tomer v'lis l'mi d'raisa." They call over alav the Los Achmod. So Tosfos answers, "V'yesh lomer Los Achmod mashm lo yov d'mei." He says, "Los Achmod is only this is a machlokus, I think." He says, "Los Achmod is only if you don't give the money." The chiyov d'mei lekol lav the chomod klal. Once you pay for it, there's no iser of Los Achmod. That's what Tosfos says. All right, I guess we'll have to sorry to get to the end of the omen, but stop here. Have a good day.
Thank you.